Donald Max Basketball is on the air.
WOGO, your sports station.
WOGO's coverage of the Max is brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Choice and Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, AMPI, Northwestern Bank, Schleppenbach Janitorial, Stelter Incorporated, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Now with the McDonald Max pregame show, here is your WOGO sports team.
WOGO, your sports station.
Well, good evening and welcome to Fall Creek High School, home of the Crickets, in sight of this Western Clover Belt Conference matchup between your McDonald Central Max and the Crickets of Fall Creek. McDonald comes into this game 7-9 on the year, 5-4. They are in fourth place right now in the Western Clover Belt Conference. Fall Creek in the Catbird seat, but tied with Stanley Boyd. Both teams 8-1 for number one in the conference. Fall Creek 12-3 overall. They've had 2 6-game winning streaks to account for their 12 wins, but also a mini two-game losing streak as they fell to a very tough physical Bloomer squad last week, and then another tough physical football-minded squad in Durand came in here on Monday and beat Fall Creek 69-63. McDonald had some physicality imposed on them in a loss Monday on the road at Neillsville, 71-58. They fell there, and as we bring in Mark Maloney here, it's one of those times where you're glad to be able to see a lot of different styles, not only in your conference but outside of your conference. The wins aren't exactly piling up for McDonald, but it seems like they are prepping in the right way for tournament time.
Yes, I think they're doing well, and again, just having Fall Creek last week or a week and a half ago when we played them at our house, and then to be able to come down here and see them again in a short time. The boys played a really good game against those guys, came up short at the end, but they got a good taste in their mouth, and hopefully that a little sour taste at the end there, and hopefully that kind of straightens them out and they play good basketball tonight.
Well, and that was when we really saw a coming out party offensively for Aiden Misfeld. He was 3-4 from three in that game, 15 points. McDonald led by 17 at the half. Yeah. Unfortunately, saw that all slip away.
Yes, and ended up, I think, losing by six, I believe it was.
I think it was 68-60, if memory serves.
Something like that. And having a good lead at the halftime. And again, they just played such a good game, against a very good team. But now it's going to be just a little more difficult because we're in their house. So, and again, I'm in awe of this school right now down here, Caleb. I mean, Fall Creek has put some money into making their building look very, very sharp.
Absolutely. Again, we've got not only a lot more lighting than we've seen in past years to just a brightly lit gym, but also the floor, that well-known cricket, the Jiminy Cricket insignia for the Fall Creek Crickets, that actually is interwoven into the wood of the floor as well, too. So if you happen to see it from above in the stands or on the live stream, etc., it's a really, again, beautiful facility. Last time out for both of these two teams as we continue our Max pregame show here on WOGO 103.1 FM and WOGO.com. First, for the Crickets, again mentioning they lost to Bloomer and then fell to Durand 69-63 on Monday night. Durand, this is an interesting stat line. Durand shot better from the three-point line than they did from the free throw line. They were 11 of 22 from three, 11 of 23 from the foul line. So usually you think if you leave 12 free throws on the court, you're probably going to lose against a good team. But when you hit 11 threes in a game, it kind of helps balance that out.
Oh, exactly. That three-point line is again, it's a do-or-die situation, too. If they're not hitting the threes like they were, they're probably going to end up coming up short on that game. But when you're hot from the outside, just to keep pumping them up there.
And again, looking at that, is could this be a blueprint for McDonald? Of course, you don't want to miss that many free throws, but could you see some three-point shooting come alive here? We'll touch on that in a moment here as we are right next to the Pep Band. Good to have Pep Bands back. 17 assists for Durand and only 8 turnovers. Again, that's key to a victory there as well, to be that efficient with the basketball. On the other side for Fall Creek, Bo Volrath, he's incredible as a sophomore. 23 points, 9 rebounds, 10 of 15 from the field in that loss Monday night. Jeffrey Ricker at 11 points, 3 boards. Cameron Marsky held to just 9 points and 2 rebounds. He averages almost 15 a game. Leo Hagberg, 8 points. We saw him score 8 points all in the second half against McDonald. He's a phenomenal 3-point shooter. We'll touch on that later on in the broadcast as well. Fall Creek shot 58% from the field, 58% from the foul line, but only 12 attempts. They were 6 of 12 from three-point range, 50%, out-rebounded 26 to 22. This is a key for Fall Creek. It starts inside, but they have some phenomenal three-point shooters. They don't shoot a ton of threes, but they shoot them very, very efficiently. On the other side, for McDonald, they played a big Nielsville team. 71 to 58, that final score on Monday. Nielsville's the real deal.
Yes. I mean, they're notoriously turning into a basketball school down there. Used to be really, really tough in football, and every now and again they come around with some football, but they have been notorious for having some good basketball down there.
In that game, Cannon Huss had 14 points to lead the way for the Max. He was just 4 of 13 from the field, but a perfect 5 of 5 effort from the free throw line. Had 8 rebounds, 4 assists, and 2 steals. Did struggle a little bit with 6 turnovers and did foul out. Eddie Mittermeier had 13 points, but was just 1 of 8 from 3-point range, 2 of 13 from the field. However, he was 8 of 10 from the foul line and had 8 steals in that game. 4 turnovers, 3 assists, 2 rebounds. How about Grant Smiski getting his second start? He was 4 of 5, 80% from downtown. That accounted for all 12 of his points. That could be a secret weapon of sorts. Again, as Grant, just a freshman, playing with more confidence. Everyone around McDonald knows how good of an athlete this young man is.
Oh, he is. He's a great athlete and a great kid. Again, you know, last time he started, and I kind of mentioned that I'm biased towards Grant. He was my quarterback in the middle school, and he's just an overall smart kid. And I like him. What I like about him is he's just physically big kid. I mean, he hits the weight room, and he's got some size to him, and his confidence just keeps getting more and more. I mean, it's obvious in football, but in basketball, with getting some starting nods and stuff, I think his confidence level comes up, and it shows. He's just has control of the basketball and knows what to do with it.
In that game against Nielsville, Joe Janis with 9 points. He was 3 of 4 from the field. Aiden Misfelt with 8 points. McDonald was down 13 at the half, but played Nielsville even in the second. They did force 14 steals, but turned the ball over 20 times themselves. A bright spot for McDonald in that game. 18 of 22, 82% from the foul line. We're going to hear from both head coaches after we step out for 2.5 minutes here on WOGO Sports. It's the Max and the Crickets live from Fall Creek on WOGO. Back in 2.5.
Every parent knows their child is special, but at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry, that's exactly how my child and I feel.
At Smiles in Motion, their focus is on providing truly special dental care and experiences so children develop healthy dental habits for a lifetime. Their board-certified pediatric dentists are specialists in the smiles of infants, children, and teens, including those with special needs. They're experts in pediatrics and in having fun. Meet the team and take a tour of our amazing child-friendly office at sim4kids.com.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has taken pride in bringing you only the highest quality concrete. They mine and process the aggregates themselves with daily testing to ensure quality and performance. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Get the job done right. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
My name is Tracy Smiski, and I am the market president of Northwestern Bank for the Eau Claire area. Northwestern Bank has done a really good job of selecting people that work very well together and create a team atmosphere that comes through in everything that we do. And building stronger communities where people matter is our mission, and I believe that our employees live that.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Go to work or get a degree. Work, degree. Work, degree.
Do both with Lakeland University's award-winning cooperative education program. Co-op lets you earn up to a full year of academic credit for your work experience. Whether you've just graduated high school or have been out in the workforce for years, we will customize an option that meets your personal and professional goals, so you literally work towards a quality degree. Lakeland has options for everyone, no matter where you are on your employment and education journey. Get started now at lakeland.edu.
The first 3 years of schooling are a crucial time to set your child up for success. At McDonald Area Catholic Schools, our kindergarten program is distinguished by our Catholic Christian values and strong emphasis on early literacy. Current Max families invite potential kindergarten families to shadow a day and tour our schools, and you could be rewarded with 10% off tuition. When a qualifying family enrolls, both families receive a 10% tuition credit. Learn more about the kindergarten referral program at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org.
Welcome back to McDonald Basketball and WOGO Sports on the road at Fall Creek against the Crickets tonight. Fall Creek leading the Western Clover Belt Conference. We're here with head coach Rick Storley of Fall Creek. Coach, last time you saw this McDonald team, probably not your greatest half of basketball, and conversely, they played a strong half, up 17 at the break. What was the message to your team at halftime? Because that was a massive differential from first to second half.
Yeah, a lot of people asked if I went in and, you know, lost my temper. I didn't. I said, boys, they just took us behind the woodshed and taught us how to play basketball. I said, the good thing is that we have one more half. Let's have Fall Creek show up in the second half. And that was about basically all we said out there. They knew that they had played poorly. And, boy, I tell you what, if McDonald plays like that in games, nobody will beat them because they really look good.
Coach, it seemed like in that second half, I think the first 8 points of the second half were scored by your big fella, Bo Vollrath. Now, it took more than that. Leo Hagberg had 8 points in the second half. Marski hit some huge shots. But how important is it to start inside?
Yeah, it is. Our philosophy is inside out. And we do have some size in there. You know, we're kind of fortunate right now. We got some size in there, and that's where our strength is. And then that opens up the shooters on the outside. And sometimes kids don't realize that because they watch a lot of pro basketball, a lot of college basketball. Teams are coming down just chucking it out there. That's not our philosophy. We like to at least get it into the lane somehow, whether it's on a dribble drive or on a post-entry pass, then kick it out. We feel our shooters are better from the outside. So, and Bo was able to take some things to the basket there, and that really got us a jump start in that second half.
Coach, sometimes perhaps it's easier to find teaching points from losses rather than wins, even though you'd like to have them on the W column. So a couple in a row now, yeah. Setbacks against Bloomer and Durand. What do you build on from those losses?
Well, Bloomer, boy, with their size, they beat us. They just beat us. They physically outmanned us. They did a lot of great things. We still had an opportunity to win, but we didn't have some kids. I mean, they just took a few of our kids out of the game. And so the lesson there is you got to step up. Somebody's got to step up alongside here. We need more than just two guys scoring with the basketball. Duran's a nice ball club. They got a lot of size. You know, they had a big run in football. All those kids are playing here. We couldn't hold the lead. We had the lead with 4 minutes to go, and they just outplayed us in that last 4 minutes. So I got to give them a lot of credit. They hit their free throws when they needed to, and that's a sign of a good team. And so Duran's a nice ball club. It was a hard one to swallow. Hopefully we've learned a few lessons, but we'll see. We're playing a really good, I think, McDonald team here. Maybe the record doesn't show that, but you've seen them all season. I know what they're made of. These kids can really play the game.
Well, Coach, we are looking forward to a competitive one here tonight. Great to be back in Fall Creek after a little bit of a hiatus last year. So I wish you guys the best of luck tonight and in the tournament as well.
Well, thank you so much. I know it's the last time we'll go against Joe Janis. He's been just a mainstay in there. And I'm just going to tell you, I'm not afraid to say I'm glad to see him graduate because he's really caused a lot of havoc with us. But thanks and welcome to Fall Creek. And I think it's going to be a really good ball game.
Thank you, Coach. Head Coach Rick Storley back with Coach Schilling of the Max after this McDonald Boys Basketball on WOGO Sports.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll Find a Friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Berry Global, innovators of plastic, Starting out as a small hometown company from Indiana, Berry has grown into a worldwide multi-billion-dollar public corporation. Berry Global is proud of its small-town heritage and loves being part of the Chippewa Falls community. From roots in America's heartland to becoming a leader in plastics manufacturing around the globe, Berry attributes its success to its loyal team members. Named one of America's most responsible companies. Proud to support Chi High and McDonnell Athletics. Berry Global in Chippewa Falls.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley has two full-service locations, the Eau Claire YMCA and the Chippewa Falls YMCA, both open 7 days a week. Membership rates are among the lowest in the area, and you'll enjoy the gym, indoor pool, weight room, cardio room, indoor track, personal training, yoga, and group fitness classes, just to name a few. Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Welcome back to McDonald Boys Basketball here on WOGO Sports, 103.1 FM and WOGO.com. For the second time in 10 days, it's McDonald v. Fall Creek, this time at the home of the Crickets. Head coach Adam Schilling with us now. And, Coach, obviously we saw you play very well in one half against this Fall Creek team, and then they kind of asserted themselves in that second half back in Chippewa 10 days ago.
Yeah, second half, I think we gave up 48 points, which obviously isn't very, I guess, strong defensively, so... We got to play a whole game of defense. I think the first half we held them to 20, and then again they went off pretty good in the second half. We just had a lot of trouble, you know, staying in front of them. So they're a well-coached team, hard place to win, but hopefully we can give them a good game.
Coach, last week and this week, really tough schedules. Not much of a break, really never in this conference. But again, you've mentioned your non-conference schedule is as tough probably as you're going to see in the state in Division Five. What's that doing for your team? Are you seeing them really rise up to some of these challenges, even if the wins aren't coming?
I think so. The good thing is we get to see a lot of different kind of styles and a lot of different, you know, types of teams. So when we do get to playoffs eventually, at that point we've already kind of seen pretty much everything you can see in high school basketball. So we're just trying to keep the kids positive. We got two more games this week, and then we got a whole week to practice and kind of get ready for our stretch run.
When you look at this Fall Creek team, it really does start inside. Bo Valrath is an incredible player. I know Soren Johnson's back tonight as well, too. Is that the key to at least slowing down this offense, is maybe to try to push their guards a little bit more and keep the ball out of the paint? How in the world do you contend with them?
They're really well balanced. Marski's been playing very well also. I think his point per game has gone up a couple points since we played him a week and a half ago. So they got a lot of weapons. They play well together. Defensively, we got to try to, again, hold them to one shot every time and just get the shooters the best we can. But it's definitely a tough battle for us.
And finally, Coach, offensively, I know you've tinkered with the starting five a little bit here and there. Are you seeing players be able to embrace whatever role you give them that night and say, you know what, as long as we get the win, that's what's most important?
Yeah, I kind of told them we're kind of getting ready for the playoffs. We're going to look at different guys and different lineups and see what looks good and try to, you know, get that solidified here in the next week or so. But everybody's had good spirits. It's just a matter of kind of understanding your role on the team and then trying to figure out where you fit in on that and how you can help the team win.
All right, Coach, we'll talk to you after. We're looking forward to a good one here tonight.
Thanks for coming out.
Head Coach Adam Schilling of the Max. It's the Crickets and McDonald here on WOGO Sports, live from Fall Creek.
Royal Credit Union's roots run deep in the Chippewa Valley. We've been helping families thrive here since 1964. Thank you for helping us make over 57 years of positive impact. Along the way, students have learned about saving with Royal. Families have moved into their first home with Royal. And businesses have turned dreams into success stories with Royal. Our strong roots make it easy for you to grow. Join us at any Royal Credit Union office or at rcu.org/roots. Insured by NCUA.
McDonald on the road, boys basketball in the Western Clover Belt here at Fall Creek. It's time for the Toyson Ford Keys to the Game. You'll find a friend at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. How does McDonald not only replicate that first half, Mark Maloney, back in Chippewa 10 days ago, but actually keep the foot on the gas in the second?
I think that's what I was just thinking about, Caleb, is it'd be nice to see him come out and start really fast again. You know, let's let Fall Creek play catch-up basketball. So... play some good offense, hit some outside shots, and then try and stop that Fall Creek offense.
Those are tonight's keys to the game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Your tip-off is next. It's McDonald Boys Basketball on WOGO Radio, live on the road from Fall Creek. Game Time is next.
Theme for my son's first birthday party, safari. But their first trip to the dentist? Not sure where to start.
With advanced training to support infants, children, and teens, the board-certified pediatric dentists at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry are dedicated to making your child feel comfortable and welcome at every visit. They keep parents involved at every step of your child's dental journey, so you can help keep them smiling and develop healthy dental habits for life. Discover what makes them different at sim4kids.com.
Current job falling just a bit short. Score a great new career with Mason Companies. Mason Companies is now hiring distribution center team members and customer service representatives. If your career feels like it's sitting on the bench, get back in the game. With Mason Companies. Apply online at masoncompaniesinc.com or stop in with open interviews every Thursday from 2 to 5 p.m. at the Mason Companies corporate office, 1251 First Avenue, Chippewa Falls.
We all remember our glory days, catching a touchdown, unleashing the perfect slap shot, or watching your three float through the net. But now, maybe a lingering injury makes those days just a memory. Get back to your best with Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. With their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers, maybe those glory days won't seem so far away. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. Visit cvosm.com/WOGO for more information.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has taken pride in bringing you only the highest quality concrete. They mine and process the aggregates themselves with daily testing to ensure quality and performance. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Get the job done right. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
It's time for basketball here on the road at Fall Creek. Compliments to Soren Johnson of Fall Creek with just a wonderful rendition, the 6'5 senior of our nation's national anthem. McDonald will be introduced first, starting five tonight. Aiden Misfelt, 5'11 junior guard, number one, averaging 6.4 points, 2 rebounds, and 2.2 assists. Eddie Mittermeier, 5'11 junior guard, number three, 13.6 points per game. That's second on the team. He's second in assists as well at 2.8, 2.4 steals per game as well. That leads McDonald. Keegan Galvez, 6'4 junior forward, number 22, 4.9 points per game, 2 assists, 2.8 rebounds, and 1.3 steals for good measure. Also, Grant Smisky, the 5'9 freshman guard, number 5, getting his third start in a row tonight, 0.5 points per game, 0.2 rebounds per game. That doesn't tell the story because, again, he hasn't played up here at the varsity level a lot yet. 4 of 5 from 3 and 12 points on Monday night. Grant is shooting 60% from the field. And finally, rounding out tonight, starting 5, Cannon Huss, 6'3", junior forward guard combo, number 33, leads the team in points, rebounds, and assists. 16.2 points, 6.7 rebounds, and 3.3 assists per game. 2.1 steals as well, as shooting 42% from 3 and 53% from the field.
They just recognized the young lady. The, I think that's a ball rep. Is that another ball rep?
Gianna Ball Rep, yeah. I do believe.
She just got a volleyball reward for some record here, probably. But
I think she's definitely one of the best volleyball players in this area for the last few years.
Yes.
Again, just what a talented team they have.
There was a number of kills or something she had, but it was a great honor there, handed out by their head coach, which is Matt Preiser.
Pretty athletic family that they've got over there. We'll see the sophomore Bullrath tonight. Adam Schilling, head coach of the Macs, of course, fourth year, 61-31 record, 67% winning percentage. On the other side for the home team, the Fall Creek Crickets, McDonald 7-9 on the year, 5-4 in their fourth in Western Cloverbelt. Fall Creek 12-3 on the year, tied with Stanley Boyd for first at 8-1 in the WCC. They will start Cameron Marksky, son of girls head coach Jason Marksky. He's a 5'11 senior. Number three, 14.7 points per game. That's second on the team. He is shooting a blistering 53% from downtown with 33 made three-pointers. Soren Johnson did not play 10 days ago against McDonald. He's back in the starting lineup after that sprained ankle. 7.2 points per game, 6.5 rebounds. He's a 6'5 senior. forward number 23, Bo Vollrath, the 6'5" sophomore powerhouse forward center, 19.9 points, 8.3 rebounds, number 24. I think he's close to the conference lead in points, if not at it. Leo Hagberg, 6'1" junior guard, 7.3 points per game, wears number 30, shooting 45% from three. And Jeffrey Ricker, 6'3" junior, number 34, 7.1 points per game, rounds out the starting five for head coach Rick Storley, the dean of coaches in the Western Clover Belt. McDonald will jump Keegan Galvez against Bo Vollrath. And we are underway as Vollrath wins the tip, and Aiden Misfelt steals it away from Fall Creek. Misfelt, Johnny on the spot. McDonald resplendent in their royal blue tops and bottoms, white numerals and lettering, gold piping and outlines. Fall Creek white tops and bottoms, forest green numerals, lettering, and the black stripes.
We are right down here, court level. On the south end of the gym.
Aiden Misfelt, little runner in the lane, back rim, rebound, Cameron Marsky. So yes, we're on the south side, usually up in the stands, but they're actually coming toward us, McDonald, in the first half. Soren Johnson with an offensive rebound after a miss by Vollrath. Up top, Cameron Marsky. Marsky goes right side. Hagberg down to Marsky, left block extended. Flip it out for a three on the way. That one from Ricker. No, Vollrath offensive rebound. Vollrath between two defenders draws an early foul. Yeah. If you don't want to go out in the cold, the Medicine Shop offers free local delivery and receive up to $20 off over-the-counter products when you transfer your prescriptions to the Medicine Shop. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls, Menominee. Vollrath goes to the line a lot, but he is off the mark with the first free throw. Looking at his free throw shooting percentages on the season, Vollrath has been to the line 105 times, shooting 75%, trying to get Fall Creek on the board, and he will with his first point of the night. 1-0 Fall Creek, 53 seconds gone by first half. Grant Smisky loops it over to Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier left to the wheel to Cannon Huss. Huss down the middle of the lane, batted pass. Galvez retrieves between two defenders, goes up strong, it won't fall. And a battle for it underneath. Fall Creek's Leo Hagberg retrieves, hands off to Vollrath, who will bring it up the floor to Marsky across the timeline. Vollrath up top, drops to the high post, stolen away, Grant Smisky. Smisky put ahead, Eddie Mittermeier stops and blocked by Vollrath.
He didn't know what to do there. He knew he had full Vollrath right behind him. He thought he was going to try to get him in the air, but he didn't fall for it.
Usually Eddie wins that race speed-wise, but a good angle there by Vollrath. 1-0 Fall Creek. Ricker drops down for Vollrath. Left block extended. Whips a pass to Marsky. Gets a defender up in the air. Shoots it back out to Ricker straight on. Ricker at the left elbow extended. Soren Johnson, the 6'5 senior. Flips it over to Ricker. He'll try a second attempt at three. That one's short and goes over the top of the bracket and out of bounds. Well, midwinter Mardi Gras at McDonald puts the fun in fundraiser. Mark your calendars for February 12th. 100% of the proceeds support McDonald's schools and students, a delicious dinner, casino, and carnival-style games, and live jazz music from Tropo. That's February 12th, plus a cash raffle with a grand prize of $1,000. Get your dinner and raffle tickets today in person or at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. McDonald, almost a turnover, but Eddie Mittermeier retrieves and then loses it again. Hagberg this time makes good on the steal. Cannon Huss takes it away from him, ties him up, and possession should go to the Crickets.
That kind of ping-ponged all over the place. And then a couple of scrums going on.
Still 1-0 Fall Creek. And Martsky, the senior, will bring it across. Hagberg straight on, 4-3. That one off the mark. Offensive rebound, Ricker. Ricker kick out to Martsky, left wing. Martsky in the left corner. Back up top, Leo Hagberg, who again had all eight of his points in the second half against McDonald. 48 points put up in that second frame in Chippewa Falls. Hagberg's wide open for three, left corner switch.
You know, if you leave him open, he's going to hit the threes. He's a good shooter.
That's his 22nd on the season, 4-0 Fall Creek. Hagberg's a 45% three-point shooter. Grant Smisky, not a bad three-point shooter himself. Works day to Misfelt. Cannon Huss against Bo Vollrath. Crosses over on him down the lane. We've got a push on Vollrath. Well, Royal Credit Union's roots run deep in the Chippewa Valley, positively impacting students, families, and businesses for over 57 years. See how you can grow with Royal Credit Union at rcu.org/roots, insured by NCUA. Donald working around the perimeter, Eddie Mittermeier in the left corner. Leo Hagberg giving him a little space, respecting the speed. Smiski to Misfelt, rotates back to Mittermeier on the left wing. Eddie driving baseline, dump off pass, oh, he took steps first. A little extra walk there from Eddie. Still 4-0, McDonald trails. 14:41 to play first half. Now showing some three-quarter court pressure. Hagberg, left side for Valras, safely across the mid-stripe. Jeffrey Ritger up top to Leo Hagberg. Hagberg, who just hit that three, back to Ritger, left wing. Top for Marski, throws to the high post. Soren Johnson, the senior, back out to Marski. Number three against number three as Eddie Mittermeier comes out on him. Right side, Leo Hagberg. Against Grant Smiski. Smiski pokes it away for a moment. Knocks it away again. Almost. Hagberg retrieves. Marski loops up top. Ritger. Ritger a couple bounces with the left hand to Marski. Marski driving baseline. Comes to a jump top. Shoots it out to Hagberg. Good close out. He'll pull up for a 16-footer. That one short. Offensive rebound. Soren Johnson. Goodness. Up and in for two.
Yeah, we didn't see him at that first game, and that guy can jump.
6.5 rebounds per game for Soren Johnson. McDonald trails 6-0. Foul on the floor as Cannon Huss driving along the left side. And they will get whom for that one. It'll be the second whistle against Fall Creek. Inbounds to Aiden Misfeld. That one went against Ritger, his first. Grant Smiski, right wing, against Valrath. Aiden Misfeld to Eddie Mittermeier, left side. Mittermeier still working around the perimeter. Aiden Misfeld goes by his man, goes up high. This is off the glass. Valrath with the rebound, picking it off to Marski. It's still 6-0 Fall Creek. McDonald trying to crack that goose egg on the scoreboard. Valrath has taken away from him by Grant Smiski. Smiski on the run, push ahead Eddie Mittermeier down the lane, and it's blocked right at the rim by Soren Johnson. That was close.
Yeah.
Trapped it against the backboard. Valrath now in transition, up and in for two. McDonald's going to want a timeout here, full timeout. We'll step out, take a break. The Max Trail 8-0 on the road at Fall Creek. Back in 60 on WOGO Sports.
Greg Misfeld. I am a vice president, commercial lender with Northwestern Bank here in Chippewa. We truly care about our customers. They're not just a loan number or an account. They're people. And one of the best things working for Northwestern Bank is their dedication to the community. It's an expectation, and you're supported in all aspects when you do get involved.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Mardi Gras and McDonald puts the fun in fundraiser. Mark your calendars for February 12th, the 13th annual Midwinter Mardi Gras. 100% of the proceeds support McDonald's schools and students. Enjoy a delicious dinner, casino and carnival-style games, and live jazz music from Tropo. Don't miss the cash raffle with a grand prize of $1,000. Seating is limited, so get your dinner and raffle tickets today, in person or at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org.
Stelter Incorporated strives to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete. Three generations of service and proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. McDonald, another miss. This one coming from deep. Joe Janis into the game for the first time tonight. The 6'5" senior forward, number 44. McDonald could use some help height-wise here as Fall Creek has been asserting themselves in the paint offensively and defensively. A couple quick substitutions. Kale Sanfilippo, the 5'9" senior, number two, comes in, as well as Ben Kelly, 5'11" junior, averaging 2 and 4.3 points per game, respectively. Fall Creek up 8-0 here on the home floor against McDonald.
Yeah, we got to get that goose egg off the board.
Marski penetrates in the lane, drops off Volrath. Volrath short, gets his own rebound, goes up strong, misses again. Soren Johnson grabs it out of the air and puts it in for two, and Soren Johnson has six. 10-0. Cameron Marski steps in front of a pass, a steal down the lane, easy layup. Marski into the scoring column. And it's 12-0 Fall Creek. So they're looking like they do not want to drop three games in a row.
Yeah.
And the foul line. Smiski out to Cannon Huss. Huss backing down into the lane. He walked to the basketball.
With a double dribbler. I think he was looking to pass that. Kind of just stopped his dribble for a little bit.
12:01 on the clock. 12-0 Fall Creek. McDonald's had some opportunities in transition, but some very athletic plays defensively. by the big men for the Crickets. Volrath to Johnson, right back to Volrath. Volrath over the top of Gorganis for two. That's the first field goal for Bo Volrath. He has 3 points, averages almost 20 per game. It's 14-0 Fall Creek. Grant Smisky crosses over, loses it. Volrath with a steal. Now Volrath on the run, down the lane, jams it home with the right hand.
That was inevitable.
McDonald wants a timeout again.
30 seconds.
Back in half a minute. It's all Fall Creek here on the road for the Max.
Online education is nothing new at Lakeland University. We've been leading the way for over 25 years. We call this learning opportunity Blend Ed, on-site or online. You'll call it the most flexible and convenient way to earn a degree your way. Trust the leader in online learning. Attend classes in real time, virtually from anywhere. Blend Ed at Lakeland University. You're only an internet connection away. To learn more, visit lakeland.edu/get started.
Berry Global, innovators of plastic, has grown from their roots in America's heartland into a worldwide leader in plastics manufacturing, named one of America's most responsible companies, and proud to support Chi High and McDonald Athletics. Berry Global in Chippewa Falls. 16-0 McDonald trails here on the road at Fall Creek. Got to just get the first one here.
Yeah.
Mittermeier to Aiden Misfelt, Joe Janis, Grant Smisky, and Buchanan Huss on the floor for Coach Adam Schilling, who's used a couple timeouts so far. Trying to find something offensively. Aiden Misfelt against Marcy. Misfelt down the lane. His shot is blocked on the way up.
Yeah, there's a lot of height in the middle there for Fall Creek.
Marcy up top, hands off. Down the lane to Volrath. Volrath crashes to the hoop, scores again. 18-0 Fall Creek.
Somebody just needs to bomb one up here. Take the lid off.
Aiden Misfelt fires into the corner. Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier just outside the lane. Back out to Grant Smisky. Smisky on the right wing. Aiden Misfelt, left wing, holding. Finds Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier curling into the lane. Tries a shot over the top of Johnson. Misses it short. Scramble for the basketball, and it's taken away by Grant Smisky. Smisky out to Aiden Misfelt. Misfelt on the right wing, back to Smisky straight on. Freshman handling against Ricker, crosses over on him. Smisky down the lane, drops off for Buchanan Huss. Huss fighting for it along the baseline. He's triple-teamed, falling away. Hits the glass, but not the rim.
Tried hard there. Someone's just trying hard to take the lid off this basket.
Sanfilippo up top. Kelly works right side. Bo Volrath takes a couple dribbles with the left hand. Pulls up. That one high off the window. Doesn't hit anything. Push ahead for McDonald. Cannon Huss. Huss down the lane. Gets the call for a foul. Shot won't fall with 9:37 playing. I cannot remember the last time, to be honest, we've seen anything like this happen at the beginning of a game for McDonald.
No. And again, I think Soren Johnson, with him on that floor to begin with, he's not out there now, but man, he's a player. And now you got Volrath to contend with and him.
First free throw is good for Buchanan Huss. So McDonald gets on the scoreboard. And you know what? They're down 17, and they've got a lot more time than Fall Creek did 10 days ago to come back from 17 down. So
yeah,
it all starts with making the first one.
He's got to make a run.
Buchanan Huss, three dribbles, spins it. Second free throw, that one good as well. He's a 78% foul shooter. McDonald on the board now. They trail 18-2, showing some pressure in the backcourt. Keegan Galvez, Sanfilippo at midcourt, has his path taken away by Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier on the left wing finds Cannon Huss. Huss spinning into the lane. He's fouled again. Shot won't go. And Cannon Huss will go to the line. Is there a new home on your horizon? It's time to contact Boffman Sewer and Septic, proud sponsors of Max Basketball right here on WOGO Radio. Cannon Huss shooting two. Something McDonald did very well against that big physical Nielsville team is get to the line 22 times, made 18 of them. And Cannon Huss is 3-for-3 from the foul line early going here tonight.
Taking the slow route in here to catch up one at a time.
Score while the clock stopped. That'll work.
Yep.
Huss for his fourth free throw tonight. You betcha. All four of McDonald's points for Cannon Huss. It's 18-4 Fall Creek. Keegan Galvez and Eddie Mittermeier trying to trap Martsky. Kelly back to Martsky, still in the forecourt. Long looping pass right near the logo at midcourt. Kelly crosses the timeline. A pass to Sanfilippo against Cannon Huss on the left wing. Up top, Martsky. We're almost to the halfway point of the first half. McDonald trailing 18-4. Sanfilippo splits two defenders back out to Martsky. Martsky right corner. Ben Kelly. Kelly driving baseline. Stripped on the way up. Cannon Huss with the steal. Huss push ahead to Galvez. Galvez down the lane. Layup good.
There we go. See? Come back.
6-0 run for McDonald. They trail by 12. Still plenty of time here in the first half to get this one to single digits. Make a run. Martsky up top, the senior. Left side feed for Kelly. Back to Martsky on the left against Keegan Galvez. Kelly, skip pass. Joel Sanfilippo works at the right corner. Martsky drops down for Kelly. Kelly, a whistle. Is this away from the ball?
Going against Cannon Huss.
That'll be the first on Huss, the third on McDonald. Four whistles so far against Fall Creek. 8:27 to play here first half. McDonald trails 18-6. Aiden Misfelt checks out. Grant Smisky back in. So Galvez, Eddie Mittermeier, Smisky, Janice, and Huss on the floor right now for Coach Schilling. Hegberg left side for Martsky. Martsky, a high pass to Kelly, right wing. Kelly at the high post. Volrath finds Soren Johnson cutting to the hoop. Another easy two. The big men dominating here tonight for the Crickets, 20-6. Joe Janis working the high post. Keegan Galvez finds Janis in the left corner. Janis to Smisky. Smisky on the wing. Loops it over to Keegan Galvez. Galvez right wing. Looks to the post. Nothing there yet. Any Mittermeier up top. Mittermeier is Smisky against Cameron Marsky. The freshman. Crossover dribble into the lane. Lost his balance a bit. They'll work back outside Keegan Galvez. Joe Janis on the left wing. Holding against Soren Johnson. They'll drop down to Cannon Huss. Huss turns too strong. Working over Ben Kelly. Keegan Galvez almost takes the pass away. Walrath a push ahead to Hagberg. A kick by Eddie Mittermeier with 7:26 remaining. We'll help your kids develop healthy dental habits for a lifetime at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry. Their board-certified pediatric dentists specialize in the smiles of infants, children, and teens, including those with special needs. Take a tour of the fun, child-friendly Smiles in Motion office at sim4kids.com. Fall Creek with the basketball. High post feed, Soren Johnson kicks it out in the right corner. That's Martsky, picks up his dribble, drops it back for Johnson just inside the three-point arc to Volrath. Volrath, good position again, loops one up and in from the right block. Walrath and Johnson with eight apiece. They've accounted for 16 of Fall Creek's 22.
Yeah, those two look for each other quite a bit.
And it's a 16-point lead for the Crickets. Grant Smisky against Martsky working the left-handed dribble. Keegan Galvez with 6:47 to play to Mittermeier. Spots up for three. That one does not hit the rim. Joe Janis, a save to Cannon Huss. Gets his man in the air. Cuts in for two. Oh, he got Soren Johnson to leap. And Cannon Huss, his first field goal. He has 6 points. 22-8 Fall Creek.
This was a good play there. Get the big guys up in the air and go right around them.
Good work by Joe Janis on the save as well. Great touch pass down low. Soren Johnson to guess who Bill Volrath. And he's in the double digits. 24-8, Fall Creek, almost two-thirds of the way through the first half. Keegan Galvez to Cannon Huss. He'll try a three and book it. Cannon Huss, with a man right on him, pulls the trigger from the right wing.
He's keeping us in it.
24-11, Donald trails by 13. Almost 6 minutes remaining. Johnson runs down the lane. I don't know if he was blocked by Joe Janis or the rim there.
I think he hit the rim. He was going so fast.
Now Cannon Huss on the run. Huss throws one up with the right hand. Count it. And the fouls. He took the contact. Hoop and harm for Huss.
Telling you, he's going to take care of it all himself.
24-13, McDonald. Inching closer to a single-digit deficit as Joe Janis comes out. Aiden Misfelt in with 5:39 to play. Cannon Huss back at the free throw line. His team trailing 24-14. That foul was on Ben Kelly, his second. Huss the free throw. And he is 5-for-5. Perfection from the line for Cannon Huss. It's a 10-point game. Will they update it on the scoreboard in a moment?
Okay. There he goes.
There we go. 24-14. McDonald trails by 10. 5:29 and counting. Martsky off a screen from Soren Johnson. Picks up the dribble to Hagberg. Leo Hagberg back to Martsky left wing. Martsky off the screen from Hagberg. Top of the key. Back to Ben Kelly. Kelly to Martsky right wing. Soren Johnson posting up on Huss. They'll go high post instead. Soren Johnson to Hagberg. Double clutches on a three. Comes up short with it. Grabs his own rebound in the left corner. They're going to get Aiden Misfelt with a quick foul. Will Current Max families invite potential kindergarten families to shadow a day and tour our schools? And you could be rewarded when a qualifying family enrolls. Both families receive a 10% tuition credit. Learn more about the kindergarten referral program at McDonnellAreaCatholicSchools.org. Ritger back into the game for Coach Rick Storley. Under 5 minutes to play in a 10-point contest, 24-14. McDonald trying to claw their way back into this one. Fall Creek scored the first 16 points of the game. Marsky fall-away jumper from 16. No. Offensive rebound, Volrath. Volrath goes up and scores low on the right.
Had him boxed out there for a second. But.
Smisky up top. Working the right-handed dribble. Hands off to Misfelt. Back to Smisky. Leaves it for Eddie Mittermeier on the left wing. Aiden Misfelt to Smisky rotating outside. Cannon Huss crosses over on Ricker, takes him inside, runs into a double team, finds Keegan Galvez. Galvez over the top of Soren Johnson. No rebound pulled down by Ricker.
Great pass there by Cannon.
Now Volrath into the lane, attacks, and from the left side this time, Bo Volrath. Looking in for two, he just moves so well.
He does.
28-14 Fall Creek, 4:03 and counting first half. Grant Smisky almost loses it to Martsky up top. Hands off to Misfelt. Straight on between the circles. Misfelt back to Smisky. Off a screen from Eddie Mittermeier. Smisky attacking into the lane. Hits the brakes. Drops it back out to Cannon Huss. Huss at the foul line. Pulls back for three. Won't rattle in. Johnson with the rebound.
Good shot. Good look.
Johnson on the left. Outside the arc. Probably not going to pull the trigger there. Ritger on the right wing. Looks at Johnson for a moment. And hands off up top to Martsky. Martsky down the right side of the lane. Oh. Nice move. Stumbled, threw one up, hit the underside of the rim. Rebound to McDonald's, Aiden Misfelt. Misfelt on the run. Tried to sneak a pass across a soaring Johnson, who knocks it out of bounds. And McDonald inbound underneath with 3:16 to play.
It's almost a good. I mean, the pass was right there. Just a good hustle by Soren Johnson.
Galvez inbounds. He'll throw into the right corner. Cannon Huss. Huss backing down on Jeffrey Ritger. Gets in the air, trying to draw the foul. The refs won't give him to him. And missed about a 12-footer along the baseline. NBA might have given that. Probably not in high school. Spin by Johnson. Johnson high off the window for two straight on. And he's into double digits. 30-14 Fall Creek. 2:46 to go first half. Eddie Mittermeier driving baseline, has his shot spiked by Soren Johnson out of bounds.
Yeah, I think Eddie realized that was going to come back at him. He was underneath there with the big guys and really didn't have anything else to do with that basketball.
Cannon Huss gets his first break of the night. Joe Janis back in. Aiden Misfelt. Smisky to Eddie Mittermeier. He's open for three. Likes it. Go. Makes it.
That's what we need to do is get them shots off a little quicker.
30-17. Eddie Mittermeier pulls McDonald within 13. He'd love to make a little run to get within single digits before halftime here. Starts with defense, though. Hagberg right wing. The high post, Soren Johnson. Now he'll try a three and rattle it in. Oh, my goodness. And I said he wouldn't. What do I know? 13 points for Soren Johnson. See the difference he makes on this team. Keegan Galvez at the foul line to Smisky straight on between the wheels. Smisky, the freshman, at the elbow, picks up the dribble. Minute 56 and counting. Galvez on the left wing. Keegan Galvez back to Eddie Mittermeier. Just hit a three from there. Martsky comes out on him. Minute 45 to go. Aiden Misfelt picks up the dribble against Volrath, drops it down to Joe Janis. Janis spinning in the lane. Oof. Shot won't fall from 5 feet straight on.
That was a great look. Great shot by Joe. Just didn't go down.
33-17 Fall Creek, 90 seconds to play first half here on WOGO, 103.1 FM and WOGO.com. Soren Johnson straight on, hands off to Volrath, now gives him a screen. Volrath looks for the pass instead, finds Whitaker falling away, baseline jumper good from 10 feet.
They're hitting everything.
35-17, that's the first bucket for Whitaker. Joe Janis in a double team. Beautiful move. Gets by Volrath as he got him up in the air. And Joe Janis, his first bucket.
Joe knows what to do with the basketball when he gets it in there amongst those big guys. He's one of our bigger guys that we have out there. So
Hagberg left wing. Up top, Soren Johnson with 45 seconds to play. Max trailing 35-19 here on the road at conference leader Fall Creek. Martsky against Eddie Mittermeier, Grant Smiski rather. Leaves it for Volrath with 30 seconds to play. Looks like Fall Creek may be playing for the last one here. Egberg hands off to Martsky, the senior, straight on. 25 seconds left. Leaves it for Volrath. A 16-point game. 19 seconds remaining. Hagberg up top, crosses over back to Volrath for the 16. A sophomore to senior, Cameron Martsky, 11 seconds to play. Martsky, left wing for Volrath. Volrath driving down the right side of the lane, draws a foul, threw it up. It almost went down with 5.9 seconds left
on the first half.
Cannon Huss will come back in. Well, Midwinter Mardi Gras at McDonald puts the fun in fundraiser. Mark your calendars for February 12th. 100% of the proceeds support McDonald, schools, and students. A delicious dinner, casino and carnival-style games, and live jazz music from Tropo. More on that in a minute. Inbounds to Martsky with 5 seconds to play. Martsky for his first three. That one mercifully does not fall in, but the tip does.
I don't know who
hit. I don't know who it was.
There were a couple of them there.
I think it may have been Eric Steinke.
Yeah, 32.
37-19 at the break. Fall Creek dominant here on their home floor. Again, continuing about Midwinter Mardi Gras, that is February 12th. A cash raffle, a grand prize of $1,000 as well. Get your dinner and raffle tickets today in person or at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. Well, the McDonald boys will hope to regroup a little bit here at halftime as they trail 37-19. We'll step out, be back in 3.5 minutes here on WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. This is McDonald Max Basketball on WOGO Sports.
Hi, Alex here from Schleppenbach Janitorial. These days, disinfection, sanitization, and overall cleanliness are on the forefront of everybody's minds. At Schleppenbach Janitorial, we've been practicing these elements for nearly 30 years. The health and safety of our customers, staff, and families at home have always been priority number one. Using our advanced science-based methods and state-of-the-art equipment, we can bring your business to a whole new level of healthiness in the workplace. Just remember, keep calm, wash your hands, and rely on Schleppenbach Janitorial. Call us today at 723-6601.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley has two full-service locations, the Eau Claire YMCA and the Chippewa Falls YMCA. Both open 7 days a week. Membership rates are among the lowest in the area, and you'll enjoy the gym, indoor pool, weight room, cardio room, indoor track, personal training, yoga, and group fitness classes, just to name a few. Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Hi, my name is Jamie Liebrandt, and I'm the Chief Credit and Lending Officer for Northwestern Bank. What I enjoy most about being a Northwestern Bank business banker is knowing what Northwestern Bank does and what I do makes a difference in the community. Whether it's working with a client or working with a nonprofit organization to serve the community needs, it's all, for me, very rewarding. To me, that's what makes the bank special.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Current job falling just a bit short. Score a great new career with Mason Companies.
Mason Companies is now hiring distribution center team members and customer service representatives. If your career feels like it's sitting on the bench, get back in the game. With Mason Companies, apply online at masoncompaniesinc.com or stop in with open interviews every Thursday from 2 to 5 p.m. at the Mason Companies corporate office, 1251 First Avenue, Chippewa Falls.
Hi, Alex here from Schleppenbach Janitorial. These days, disinfection, sanitization, and overall cleanliness are on the forefront of everybody's minds. At Schleppenbach Janitorial, we've been practicing these elements for nearly 30 years. The health and safety of our customers, staff, and families at home have always been priority number one. Using our advanced science-based methods and state-of-the-art equipment, we can bring your business to a whole new level of healthiness in the workplace. Just remember, keep calm, wash your hands, and rely on Schleppenbach Janitorial. Call us today at 723-6601.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley has two full-service locations, the Eau Claire YMCA and the Chippewa Falls YMCA, both open 7 days a week. Membership rates are among the lowest in the area, and you'll enjoy the gym, indoor pool, weight room, cardio room, indoor track, personal training, yoga, and group fitness classes, just to name a few. Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Halftime here in Fall Creek, home of the Crickets, the conference leader, looking every bit the part as they lead McDonald at the break 37-19. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you on 103.1 FM and Wogo.com. We've got stats, analysis, and highlights of the first half coming up. But again, what we're seeing now is McDonald again, Mark, eventually got that goose egg off the scoreboard, still trying to find some sort of rhythm offensively, but there's just no answer right now for the duo of Soren Johnson and Bo Vollrath. We didn't see Soren Johnson last time, and even though he may not be the leading scorer for this team, his impact is undeniable.
Oh, yes. I mean, he is a big body and can jump, and yeah, he's just a threat in the middle, and him and Bo seem to be working quite well together, the inside-outside and inside-inside game, because they both kind of feed off each other. It's kind of fun to watch them two play. But, you know, just kind of looking back, Caleb, it's 37-19. It was 37-20 against us the last time. Let's see if we can't turn the table on them.
Yeah. And, again, if McDonald comes alive, especially from outside, you never know what might happen. When you look at the leading scores, Fall Creek's put up 37 points, 28 combined between Soren Johnson, Bo Vollrath. Vollrath with 15. He averages just under 20 per game, but 15 in the first half, 13 for Soren Johnson, who normally gets 7.2 per game, so six above his season average already. Three for Leo Hagberg, two apiece for Eric Steinke, including that buzzer beater right before the half, two for Jeffrey Ritger, and two for Cameron Martsky. A great first half for Cannon Huss. For McDonald, he has 12 of McDonald's 19 points, three for Eddie Mittermeier, two for Keegan Galvez, and two for Joe Janis. Let's take a listen to some of your first half highlights here on WOGO Sports. Defenders back out to Martsky. Martsky right corner, Ben Kelly. Kelly driving baseline, stripped on the way up. Cannon Huss with the steal. Huss push ahead to Galvez. Galvez down the lane, layup good.
There we go. See? There's a comeback.
Grant Smiski against Martsky, working the left-handed dribble. Keegan Galvez with 6:47 to play to Mittermeier. Spots up for three. That one does not hit the rim. Joe Janis, a save to Cannon Huss. Gets his man in the air. Cuts in for two. Oh, he got Soren Johnson to leap. And Cannon Huss, his first field goal. He has 6 points. Almost 6 minutes remaining. Johnson runs one down the lane. I don't know if he was blocked by Joe Janis or the rim there.
I think he hit the rim. He was going so fast.
Now Cannon Huss on the run. Huss throws one up with the right hand. Counted. And the fouls. He took the hoop and harm for Huss.
That basketball.
Cannon Huss gets his first break of the night. Joe Janis back in. Hit and miss foul. Smiski to Eddie Mittermeier. He's open for three. Likes it, makes it.
That's what we need to do is get them shots off a little quicker.
35-17. That's the first bucket for Ritger. Joe Janis in a double team. Beautiful move. Gets by Vollrath as he got him up in the air. And Joe Janis, his first bucket. And that's how it sounded at the half. McDonald trails 37-19. We'll step out for 60 seconds and be back with Mark Maloney's military shout-outs. This is Halftime in Fall Creek. You're listening to McDonald Basketball on WOGO Sports.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has taken pride in bringing you only the highest quality concrete. They mine and process the aggregates themselves with daily testing to ensure quality and performance. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Get the job done right. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
WOGO, Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Don't let a lingering sports injury keep you from being your best. At Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine, orthopedic surgeons, and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. Visit CVOSM.com/WOGO for Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. CVOSM.com/WOGO. Our halftime tradition, time for Mark Maloney's military shout-outs. Please take it away, Mark.
Thanks, Caleb. And like I mentioned before, I'm going to start at the bottom of my list here so I can get some of these guys that I don't get too often. And we'll start off with Matt Pulver, who is training to be a pilot down at Laughlin Air Force Base, Texas. And Marshall Lone Tree Burgess is out of Spangdahlem, Germany, but he is currently over in Africa. His grandma that I work with says he's been sending back pictures of monkeys and mongooses and everything else he's running into over there in Africa. So hopefully he's staying safe. Ellie Eckes is a McDonald grad just last year. She's with the Army National Guard out of Chippewa. Chuck Gardo is in the Marine Corps in Hawaii. Did a little six-month rotation to Japan and Korea, but he's back in Hawaii getting ready to go back to Japan. Got a little bug here. Chuck Gardo, I mentioned him. Yep, he's in Japan, or in Hawaii getting ready to go back to Japan. Noah Stewart is down at Lackland Air Force Base, a new guy on our list. And then Brandon Anderson out of Colfax is in the Navy, trying to catch up with him to figure out where he's at. And then I got to get this bug out of my coat, right throat here, Caleb. So, again, thanks for letting me do this. And all you Air Force and military people, be safe out there.
Well, there's 18 minutes on the clock as the second half begins, and 18 points is the deficit for McDonald. Can they not only duplicate but exceed what Fall Creek did just 10 days ago as the Crickets came back from down 17 at the half in Chippewa Falls? We'll see as McDonald will start out moving south to north here in the second half. Again, we are on the south end of the gym here in Fall Creek. Beautiful facility. In the home of the Crickets, and McDonald will start out with Cannon Huss, Eddie Mittermeier, Keegan Galvez, Aiden Misfelt, and Grant Smisky in the second half. Right corner, Aiden Misfelt on the right wing from Eddie Mittermeier. Grant Smisky, who hit those four threes Monday night, hasn't attempted one yet. Smisky down the right side of the lane, runs into Soren Johnson. The work back around the perimeter, Aiden Misfelt left wing. Misfelt had 15 points against Fall Creek on the 17th. Misfelt has a pass knocked away. Cannon Huss going after it. Actually, I think that one trickled all the way out of the gym. Someone went out and grabbed it. 17-29 as we are early on here in the second half. 37-19, McDonald trailing by 18 points. Want to start this second half off on a right note. Smisky straight on against Volrath. Left side, they'll work to Aiden Misfelt from Eddie Mittermeier. Aiden looks to the post. Bounce up top to Eddie, right of the circle. Keegan Galvez, right wing against Soren Johnson. Johnson makes him pick up the dribble. A bounce over to Aiden Misfelt to reach in. That's going to be a quick foul on Fall Creek's Cameron Martsky. As 55 seconds are gone by here in the second half, that is just the first foul on Martsky. Huss straight on against Jeffrey Ridker. Huss down the right side of the lane, high off the glass. No, Keegan Galvez goes up for the rebound, and it bounces out to Eddie Mittermeier. He's left alone for three, rattles in and out. Looked online for Eddie. The rim not being kind.
It was a good shot.
Fall Creek first offensive possession. McDonald used a minute 15 on their first. Hagberg double clutches, then takes a three, makes the three from the right corner. Leo Hagberg, that is his second hit from beyond the arc. 40-19 Fall Creek.
Again, you can't leave him wide open.
Keegan Alves on the left against Soren Johnson. One bounce. Eddie Mittermeier to Aiden Misfelt right corner. Aiden down the lane. Hangs it up a little bit short. Hagberg goes up high for the rebound.
They just have so much height.
Soren Johnson thought about a three instead of whips it into Ritger. Ritger falling away along the baseline. Clanks it off the side of the rim. Rebound. On to McDonald's Grant Smisky. Smisky, the freshman, runs into both of the tall trees from Fall Creek and thinks better of it as he pops it back out beyond the arc. Aiden Misfelt slides one over in the right corner. Mittermeier now up top to Smisky. Left side feed, Aiden Misfelt. 15:45 to play. The work down to Mittermeier. Deep underneath the hoop. On to Misfelt. Grant Smisky up top. Smisky crosses over, tries to go over the top of Bo Volrath, and that's not going to work for about anyone.
No. Give credit to Grant for giving it a shot.
And Volrath does a good job of bodying up without fouling.
I'm looking at him now. They guard each other, so now Grant's got him on this end of the floor.
Ritger tries a three. That rims in and out. Rebound pulled down by Galvez. Quick outlet, Cannon Huss. Huss right down the center of the court. Takes it in off his hip. Soren Johnson blocks it out of bounds. McDonald will hang on to possession with 15:08 remaining. Culver's of Lake Halley is hiring with wages up to $18 an hour. Apply online at culvers.com/careers or in person at Culver's of Lake Halley. Eddie Mittermeier right corner. Keegan Galvez. Misfelt leaves for Smisky left wing. 3 minutes gone by second half. McDonald still looking for their first score and won't get one on this possession. Entry pass. Stolen by Johnson as they tried to go up top to Keegan Galvez, and it's hard to get over the top of these bigs for Fall Creek. Cameron Martsky for Hagberg on the left wing. Hagberg drops at the high post, back out to Hagberg for three. That one in and out. Johnson battles down the rebound, kick out Ritger, 16-footer, good.
It's just all about hustle there.
Ritger with 4, 42-19. Is the lead for Fall Creek, their largest of the night. Grant Smisky, shot blocked again by Volrath. Volrath standing at 6'5", Smisky 5'9". Ritger with the left hand, too strong off the glass, grabs his own rebound, took it away from Keegan Galvez. Now a whistle, and I think they're going to get Ritger. So Galvez working hard underneath the hoop. Now Ritger will take a seat with his third foul, and back into the game, Ben Kelly, number 12. A 5'11 junior.
Yeah, get a shot off here.
Misfelt. Release for Smisky. 14 minutes on the clock. Aiden Misfelt back to Smisky, the freshman left wing against Volrath. Little left corner. Pass thrown away by Mittermeier to Volrath, but Smisky takes it right back. Smisky down the lane, scoots it out to Galvez, to Aiden Misfelt. Wide open for three, right corner. That one well short. Smisky went down, trying to catch up. Volrath down the lane, takes contact. Foul on the floor.
Put that on Keegan.
No shot. Keegan Galvez, team second. 13:36 remaining. That's Keegan's second, team's first, rather.
Probably a good foul there.
Stop the break. Cameron Martsky will inbound against Eddie Mittermeier. Down on man-to-man right now. Throw high up top. That's Sanfilippo, who just came back in. High post, Soren Johnson to Sanfilippo. Tries the three, clanks off the side of the bracket. Rebound to Galvez. Long push ahead, Cannon Huss, and Soren Johnson again playing middle linebacker. Steps in front of that pass. Pulls it out of the air.
Yeah, Grant's got to see those safeties down there.
Soren Johnson, head fakes, driving baseline. Goes glass and good. Shot fake from three. Soren Johnson, another two, giving him 15 on the night, matching Bo Valrath's total. 44-19. McDonnell being outscored 7-0 so far here in the second half. Cannon Haas working underneath, hangs it up a little bit short of the baby hook from the right hand. And now a whistle and a foul as Valrath trying to go coast to coast. Is sandwiched between a couple McDonnell defenders.
Put that on Grant Smisky.
That's his second. It'll be the team's second. Well, fresh, never frozen beef cooked up only after you order. What else but the butter burger from Culver's? I have one today at Culver's of Lake Halley. Smisky will take a seat.
Joe Janison.
Inbounds to Marski for Sanfilippo left wing. Rotates to Kelly. Then Kelly back to Sanfilippo. Almost picked up the pivot foot. Puts it on the floor with one bounce. Back to Valrath holding outside the arc. Drops to Soren Johnson. Johnson. Leaves up top. Ben Kelly, pull up, 10-foot jumper off the front of the rim and in. Ben Kelly's first bucket here tonight, the 5'11 junior. 46-19, wide open. Joe Janis underneath. Soren Johnson came soaring in, but Janis, a cagey move, gives him just a little shot fake, gets him in the air and scores. That's four for Joe Janis.
Yep, needed to get him off the ground.
So McDonald took him almost 6 minutes here in the second half, but they do get on the board. Now Sanfilippo quickly fires a three. No, Soren Johnson, offensive rebound, goes up strong, fouled. And Cannon Haas in the area there. And Soren Johnson will attempt his first free throws here tonight, sitting at 15 points. Lakeland University's award-winning cooperative education program lets you earn up to a full year of academic credit for your work experience. Learn more at lakeland.edu. That's lakeland.edu. Soren Johnson hits the first free throw. If that small chip in your windshield has turned into a big crack, call White City Glass today. White City Glass, serving all of Western Wisconsin. If you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror, quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders, White City Glass. Soren Johnson hits the glass with his second free throw. So one for two on that trip. McDonald trails by 26, 47, 21, under 12 to play. Cannon Haas trying to go coast to coast will draw a foul and go to the line. That going against Ben Kelly, the team's fourth and the third on Kelly. Soren Johnson still wearing that ankle brace.
Yeah, and he kind of tweaked it on that last play. Came out of there limping.
That actually was the third whistle against Fall Creek. Cannon Haas is still perfect from the foul line. That's his first points in the second half. He's 6-for-6 from the stripe, has 13 points. Eric Steinke just came into the game for Fall Creek. He had that buzzer beater on the putback. 7-for-7 Fall Creek. Cannon Haas from the foul line. 47-23, 24-point game. Fall Creek in command right now. For McDonald, Jordan Sikora, 5'11 freshman guard, number 24, averaging 1 point per game, comes in for Adam Schilling. Racks a lot of time here, but to get some stops and combine them with offensive efficiency. Martsky to Sanfilippo, Eric Steinke back out. Sanfilippo outside the arc to Valrath in the corner right in front of our vantage point. Valrath is sophomore. Loops it back up top, Martsky near the scorer's table. Against Sikora. Kelly rotates outside the arc to Sanfilippo. Drops a bounce pass up top, Martsky. Backtracking slowly with the left-handed dribble. Leaves it for Sanfilippo. On the right wing, back up top, Martsky. Pulls up, falling away from 17, yes. Martsky with 4 points. 49-23, 7 minutes gone by, second half. McDonald trailing. Eddie Mittermeier against Sanfilippo to Keegan Galvez. Rotates Sikora, Cannon Haas left corner. Haas backing down into the lane. Gets his man up in the air. Beautiful high arcing shot from about 4 feet away from Cannon Haas.
Well, Soren Johnson, one of the bigs out of the middle there. Cannon felt a little more comfortable.
49-25. Cannon Haas has 14 of McDonald's 25. Marski to Sanfilippo on the left wing against Eddie Mittermeier. The senior Sanfilippo drops off for Valrath, standing just inside the arc. They'll work down to Kelly underneath. Sanfilippo on the run, up and in for two. They found him cutting. Dale Sanfilippo, his first basket. 51-25. 26-point lead here for Fall Creek. They've more than doubled up the max. Secor against Marski picks up the dribble. Has it swatted away. Bounce up top. Cannon Huss down the left side of the lane. Spinning. Goes high off the glass. Too strong. Rebound batted out. Huss reaching for it and reaches in. That's a foul on Huss. Mason Companies is now hiring distribution center team members and customer service representatives. They have walk-in interviews every Thursday from 2 to 5 in the Mason Companies corporate office, 1251 First Avenue in Chippewa Falls, or you can apply online right away at masoncompaniesinc.com. That's masoncompaniesinc.com. Hagberg back in there, running the points. Leave it on the left. Inside the arc, Ballrath up top, Whitaker. He'll try a three just left of the circle. Rims off. Sanfilippo, offensive rebound right in front of the Fall Creek student section. Drops it off for Whitaker, and we have a timeout taken.
30 seconds.
Back in half a minute. This is Max Basketball on WOGO Sports.
Berry Global, innovators of plastic. Starting out as a small hometown company from Indiana, Berry has grown into a worldwide multi-billion dollar public corporation. Berry Global is proud of its small town heritage and loves being part of the Chippewa Falls community. From roots in America's heartland to becoming a leader in plastics manufacturing around the globe, Berry attributes its success to its loyal team members. Named one of America's most responsible companies, proud to support Chi High and McDonald Athletics, Berry Global in Chippewa Falls.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter, and proud to support local sports. Northwestern Bank. Well, 9:29 remaining here. Fall Creek has won three in a row over McDonald. Before that, the Max had won the previous nine, and before that, Fall Creek had won seven in a row. Crickets looking for four straight. If this score holds, they're up 51-25, but still almost half the second half remaining. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. Whitaker left wide open for three, comes up short with it. Rebound goes through the legs of Sanfilippo, and Sakura with the rebound hands off to Buchanan Huss. Huss straight on, barrels down the right side of the lane and cannot get it to fall with the right hand. Sanfilippo up top, Ballrath back to Sanfilippo, driving baseline. Pulls up, goes high off the glass, won't fall. Cannon Huss, two hands for the rebound to Keegan Galvez. Galvez finds Sakura cutting along the left lane and up and in for two.
Very nice pass.
Good look there by Keegan Galvez. Left baseline cut from Sakura. McDonald moving well in transition. 51-27 Fall Creek. 8:38 to go in the game. Whitaker working along the baseline, runs into Joe Janis. Back out for Ballrath. They'll leave it for Whitaker. Soren Johnson out right now. With this score, what it is, curious if Johnson will be back in, as again, he's still working on the ankle injury. Shot up and in from the left elbow for Cale Sanfilippo.
Yeah, he kind of tweaked that ankle pretty good. I highly doubt I would put him back in.
53-27 Fall Creek, 8:05 to go. Eddie Mittermeier against Sanfilippo, driving baseline and a reach-in foul against Fall Creek. 8 minutes exactly on the clock. Martsky will come in. Cooper Mittermeier in for the first time here tonight. Steinke out. Galvez out. Cooper Mittermeier, the 5'7" freshman guard. And a timeout taken by McDonald. We are back in half a minute as well. This is Max Basketball on WOGO Sports.
Royal Credit Union's roots run deep in the Chippewa Valley. We've been helping families thrive here since 1964. Thank you for helping us make over 57 years of positive impact. Along the way, students have learned about saving with Royal. Families have moved into their first home with Royal. And businesses have turned dreams into success stories with Royal. Our strong roots make it easy for you to grow. Join us at any Royal Credit Union office or at rcu.org/roots. Insured by NCUA.
Welcome back to McDonald Basketball on WOGO Sports. At Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Annie Gunderson, and their team are ready to serve you near St. Joseph's in Chippewa Falls. Read testimonials on the Wynn Family Dentistry Facebook page. Exactly 8 minutes to go here in the second half from Fall Creek. 53-27, the Crickets. Inbounds to Cannon Huss from Jordan Sikora. They'll go immediately inside. Joe Janis over the top of Allrath. Missed it off the left rim.
That's a good fight there between Joe and Mo.
Marski to Sanfilippo against Cooper Mittemeyer. Jeffrey Ritger, right wing. Cross-court skip, Hagberg wide open for three. And somehow he missed that one. Looked so wide open, maybe he...
Typically doesn't miss too many of those wide open.
Now Cannon Huss, right corner. Eddie Mittermeier, 4-3. That one's short. Rebound Sanfilippo as Huss goes down hard. Sanfilippo, the senior, to Marski. Back to Sanfilippo. Pulls up, 16-footer. Good. Dale Sanfilippo, the 5'9 senior, 6 points. 55-27, the Crickets of Fall Creek. Looking to go 9-1 in conference play. They're keeping pace with the Stanley Boyd Orioles, or they have Stanley Boyd's keeping pace with them.
Yeah.
Fall Creek's won the only head-to-head matchup so far between the two. Falling away, Eddie Mittermeier from just inside the right elbow comes up short. Rebound to Ritger, and Sanfilippo pushes ahead Hagberg. Hagberg in the left corner. Up top from Martsky against Jordan Sikora. Fall Creek content to use some clock on each possession now. On the right side, Ritger. Volrath working the high post. Marski goes to Hagberg. They'll look in the high post for Volrath. He'll turn and kick it out to Ritger. Back to Hagberg. Hagberg puts on the floor with the right hand. Sanfilippo to Ritger. Ritger thought better of a three. Instead attacks inside, comes up short with a right-handed flip. Cannon Huss with the rebound, push ahead Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier back to Huss. Huss straight on across the logo right side. Jordan Sikora. Sikora right wing. Cooper Mittermeier. We're under six to play now in the game. 55-27. McDonald trails.
Oh,
Cannon
nice.
Huss barrels down the left side of the lane. Right-handed scoop is good. Counted and a foul.
Nice drive and a nice underhand scoop.
Cannon Huss with 18 points. Two above his season averages. Soren Johnson will come back in here. McDonald will send in Aiden Misfell and Grant Smisky for Jordan Sikora and Joe Janis. 5:57 to play. Cannon Huss shooting the end one here.
That was Ritger's fourth.
Huss the free throw. And he remains perfect from the foul line. 8 for 8. Phenomenal performance for Cannon Huss. 19 of McDonald's 30. They trail by 25, 55-30. Hagberg on the right wing. Bo Volrath. Volrath driving baseline. Finds Johnson. Johnson crashes to the hoop, and as soon as he comes back in, he makes an impact. 17 tonight for Soren Johnson.
And again, that was a great assist from Bo Volrath. Those two just do a good job finding each other.
They're going to be a tough out in D4. Cannon Huss slides a beautiful bounce pass to Aiden Misfeld. No. Flying through the air. The follow. Keegan Galvez.
Good follow through there with Keegan.
57-32. McDonald still down 25. 5:09 and counting in regulation. Hagberg leaves for Sanfilippo. Pass tipped, but Martsky retrieves against Smisky. Back to Sanfilippo, left corner. To Soren Johnson. Johnson stripped by Cannon Huss. Huss now on the run, crosses over. Beautiful Euro step down the lane. Right-handed flip to the cup is good. Cannon Huss with 21.
Soren Johnson is still out there. He's gimping a little bit, but he's going to maybe try to fight it off.
Hagberg, right wing, up top Sanfilippo at the high post. Soren Johnson turns, faces the hoop. Cuts to Sanfilippo, and it's taken away again by Huss. Huss ahead to Eddie Mittermeier, hits the brakes, goes over the top of Soren Johnson, got the shot off, but it won't fall. Offensive rebound, Grant Smisky. Smisky to Keegan Galvez. Galvez scoots it back out. 4-3. Cannon Huss rattles in and out. Offensive rebound, Keegan Galvez. Oh, they took it away from him when he brought it down. Keegan Galvez, I think, got hit. Full timeout taken by Fall Creek. We are back in 60 seconds. This is Max Basketball on WoGo Sports.
We all remember our glory days, catching a touchdown, unleashing the perfect slap shot, or watching your three float through the net. But now, maybe a lingering injury makes those days just a memory. Get back to your best with Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. With their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers, maybe those glory days won't seem so far away. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. Visit cvosm.com/WOGO for more information.
Every parent knows their child is special, but at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry, that's exactly how my child and I feel.
At Smiles in Motion, their focus is on providing truly special dental care and experiences so children develop healthy dental habits for a lifetime. Their board-certified pediatric dentists are specialists in the smiles of infants, children, and teens, including those with special needs. They're experts in pediatrics and in having fun. Meet the team and take a tour of our amazing child-friendly office at sim4kids.com.
Well, as a working adult, there's more than one way to get an education. Lakeland University has you covered with Blend Ed. Flexible learning options for the way you want to learn. Discover more at lakeland.edu/blended. 57-34 Fall Creek, 4:10 to play here in regulation, coming out of the timeout. The Crickets with the basketball. McDonald showing some pressure, kind of a 1-3-1 three-quarter court press. Ball wrap near mid-court is going to get bumped and fouled. Exactly 4 minutes on the clock, and that is on Cannon Huss. That is his fourth. That is the fifth on McDonald. Team fouls even at five apiece.
4 minutes exactly on the clock.
Huss and Misfelt fouled out the last time these two teams met. Cannon's done his level best to try and get McDonald back in this one. He has 21 of their 34. It's a game won by the bigs. Cameron Martsky down to Eric Steinke. Steinke back out to Martsky. He'll snap off a three, hits the side of the backboard. Rebound Aiden Misfelt. Keeping the head up, pushing across the timeline. Nifty move to get across. Now Aiden Misfelt down the lane, over the top of Martsky. Took the contact. Hoop and harm for Aiden Misfelt.
His first bucket of the night.
It was indeed. It's the sixth whistle against Fall Creek, so bonus free throws for the final 3:32 for McDonald. Misfelt at the line, drops it through, the 70% foul shooter. 20-point game, 57-37. Martsky crosses the timeline. Down to Eric Steinke. Steinke drops to Volrath, and that's the smart move as Volrath up and in for two. Low on the left side. 59-37. Aiden Misfelt right wing. McDonald a 22-point hole. Misfelt loses it, lost it along the sideline, and they'll say he was out as he dove to the deck. Well, at Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Annie Gunderson, and their team are ready to serve you near St. Joseph's in Chippewa Falls. Read testimonials on the Wynn Family Dentistry Facebook page, Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa. Under three to go. Sanfilippo hits the brakes, throws a high pass to Steinke, and that falls out of bounds. Turnover to McDonald. Kelly comes in. Bo Volrath, we've probably seen the last of him tonight as he gets a handshake from his coach. Another phenomenal game, and it's just hard to believe that young man is a sophomore.
Yeah.
He's not built like it, doesn't play like it.
Gonna have a couple of good years left in his high school career.
Buchanan Huss gets Kelly in the ear, flips it up short with the right hand, rebound back to the Crickets.
They can walk it up and burn a little clock. Up by 22.
Cameron Martsky for Sanfilippo rotates to Kelly. He's doubled back out. Cale Sanfilippo, the senior. It's a man in the air, bounce up top, Cameron Martsky. Martsky finds a cutter back door, Kelly. McDonald stops that drive. Sanfilippo back to Kelly, left corner. McDonald coming out to trap a little bit more aggressively now. Martsky with 2:10 to play. Hagberg on the left wing. Martsky straight on. Leaves it for Sanfilippo. Bounce back up top, Cameron Martsky, the senior. Hagberg to Martsky. Martsky whips it down to Kelly. Left block extended. Sanfilippo outside the arc. Back down to Kelly. Grant Smisky almost got a piece of that one. Out to Hagberg on the left wing. Whistle and a foul with a minute 48 to play. That was the last one to give for McDonald. Bonus free throws the rest of the way for both teams now. Subs coming in, and McDonald.
Subbing.
Send in Ben Siegenthaler, Miles Flanagan, Jordan Sikora, Cooper Mittermeier, and Paul Pfeiffer, excuse me. Play out in the final minute 48. Steinke inbounds to Ben Kelly. This 22-point contest. Up top, new entrant for Fall Creek, Eli Lobby, 6'2" junior. And also Jack Walden, a 6-foot sophomore. Lobby has a pass tipped away. Jacob Wofke, 6-foot sophomore, also snuck into the game at the break. Lobby up top to Walden. Again, Fall Creek bleeding as much time as they can here on this possession, leading 59-37. Whistle in the paint, held ball called, and possession will go to McDonald with a minute 16 to play.
Stays here with Fall Creek.
So Fall Creek will have Jacob Wofke inbounding. Wofke holds, finds Kelly. Kelly immediately doubled, then tripled, kick back out, the work out into the corner. Wofke leaves it for Walden. Walden to Steinke. Steinke one bounce, then back out up top, Jacob Wofke. Working around the perimeter of Fall Creek as we're under 60 seconds to play. 59-37 the Crickets. A drive down the lane. Pull up. Comes up short. Steinke for the rebound. Tries to save it. And he does as it goes through a couple blue jerseys and back out to Fall Creek. Steinke, the senior athletic play there.
Nice job handling the ball there.
38 seconds. Wofke up top, left of the circle. For Ben Kelly. Kelly, who got the start 10 days ago at Fall Creek with Soren Johnson out. Now a fallaway jumper doesn't hit the rim, but Ben Siegenthaler falling out of bounds. Maybe was aided out of bounds, but he touches the ball last, and it's going to stay here with Fall Creek. 23.7 left. Wofke inbounds into the corner. Three on the way, and that one splashed through by Jack Walden. And blame the reserves for firing away. 62-37. Siegenthaler driving baseline. Lost it out of bounds, but last touch by Fall Creek with 9.7 left. We'll see if some of the McDonald reserves as well can get a bucket here before the end of the game.
Throw it up there.
Inbounds coming up here. They'll go to Sikora, left corner with 8 seconds to play. Sikora, bounce pass, knocked away and stolen, and that should just about do it. As Wofke brings the ball up, and Fall Creek in dominating fashion moves to 13-3 on the year, now 9-1 in the Western Clover Belt Conference. McDonald falls to 7-10 and 5-5 back at 500 in the WCC in fourth place. Your final score, Fall Creek 62, McDonald 37. We are back in 3.5 minutes with interviews, highlights, and analysis as well. Fall Creek takes care of business here on their home floor. We are back with our Wogo McDonald postgame show in 3.5 on WOGO Sports. This is Max Basketball.
The first 3 years of schooling are a crucial time to set your child up for success. At McDonald Area Catholic Schools, our kindergarten program is distinguished by our Catholic Christian values and strong emphasis on early literacy. Current Max families invite potential kindergarten families to shadow a day and tour our schools, and you could be rewarded with 10% off tuition. When a qualifying family enrolls, both families receive a 10% tuition credit. Learn more about the kindergarten referral program at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org.
Go to work or get a degree. Work, degree. Work, degree.
Do both with Lakeland University's award-winning cooperative education program. Co-op lets you earn up to a full year of academic credit for your work experience. Whether you've just graduated high school or have been out in the workforce for years, we will customize an option that meets your personal and professional goals, so you literally work towards a quality degree. Lakeland has options for everyone, no matter where you are on your employment and education journey. Get started now at lakeland.edu.
Current job falling just a bit short. Score a great new career with Mason Companies. Mason Companies is now hiring distribution center team members and customer service representatives. If your career feels like it's sitting on the bench, get back in the game.
with Mason Companies. Apply online at masoncompaniesinc.com or stop in with open interviews every Thursday from 2 to 5 p.m. at the Mason Companies corporate office, 1251 First Avenue, Chippewa Falls.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has taken pride in bringing you only the highest quality concrete. They mine and process the aggregates themselves with daily testing to ensure quality and performance. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Get the job done right. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Hi, Alex here from Schleppenbach Janitorial. These days, disinfection, sanitization, and overall cleanliness are on the forefront of everybody's minds. At Schleppenbach Janitorial, we've been practicing these elements for nearly 30 years. The health and safety of our customers, staff, and families at home have always been priority number one. Using our advanced science-based methods and state-of-the-art equipment, we can bring your business to a whole new level of healthiness in the workplace. Just remember, keep calm, wash your hands, and rely on Schleppenbach Janitorial. Call us today at 723-6601.
My name is Tracy Smiski, and I am the market president of Northwestern Bank for the Eau Claire area. Northwestern Bank has done a really good job of selecting people that work very well together and create a team atmosphere that comes through in everything that we do. And building stronger communities where people matter is our mission, and I believe that our employees live that.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
McDonald postgame here on WOGO, live from Fall Creek, home of the Crickets, who looked every bit the conference leader as they take care of business on the home floor, 62-37. And Mark Maloney, this one started kind of from the word go. First 16 points of the game scored by Fall Creek. And their leading scorer tonight, we'll get into the stats in a minute, but Soren Johnson well above his season average, and he looked like a young man who was raring to play, and he was phenomenal tonight, from singing the national anthem before
exactly.
the game started to everything that happened between the baselines here tonight. That 6'5 senior, just an incredible effort, and as talented of a player as Bo Volrath is, when you have those two bigs together, 6'5 and 6'5, Fall Creek is pretty fearsome down low.
Oh, yes, and they're both athletic and can jump. And, yeah, we didn't have the answer for those two tonight. And they were both right up there leading scorers. If you had Soren Johnson as the leader, I think Bo was right behind him by maybe a bucket, not too far behind him. So those two alone, I think, probably came close to outscoring McDonald. But, again, they're good athletes. They do a nice job. They play well together. It was fun watching those two. When one of them got the ball, they always look for each other. And again, they can both jump out of the gym. And McDonald just doesn't have the height there. We couldn't contend with that.
And again, this is one of those things when you talk about the schedule. McDonald's played 17 games. They've lost 10 of them. However, when you get to that Division V tournament, when you've played teams like a Neillsville, like a Fall Creek, like Bloomer, that
yes.
they're going to see soon, and just a lot of teams that bring different skill sets, different playing styles, you hopefully have seen a little bit of everything. It doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to win those games in the tournament, but at least you've seen it. If you're playing an opponent with size that likes to play physical, you've seen that. If you've seen in Cloverbelt or non-conference play a team that likes to get out and run, that likes to shoot a lot of threes, you've probably seen that as well, too. And so that's what it's preparing you for, and that's why this conference has battle-tested McDonald for so many years.
Yes, and Coach Schilling is coming up here now, so... And he'll probably agree to that, but again, he probably likes to see these kids get at it, and they knew they had their hands full and gave it everything they had. So I'll turn my headset over to Coach Schilling.
We'll talk with head coach Adam Schilling now as McDonald falls 62-37 here on the road at Fall Creek. And, Coach, it's always probably an understatement to say you never get a night off in this conference, and this is a Fall Creek team that didn't have Soren Johnson 10 days ago, and he certainly made a difference here tonight. A lot of what they did offensively really seemed to be sparked by their defense, and especially that 16-0 start.
Behind pretty much right from the get-go, so we had trouble getting good looks early, and then that just kind of snowballs. I think we kind of let it affect our defense also when we're not scoring, so they're a very good team, very tough matchup for anybody, and you know, it's something we kind of learned from as to, you know, how really good teams play together, and especially on the defensive end.
When you talk about defense, Coach, what do you tell your team in a game where it's pretty obvious you might not have the size, the length to match up against a team like Fall Creek? You may see that team, a team like that again in a tournament. What do you tell your team defensively, knowing, hey, we don't have that size, we might not have that physicality, but we still have the responsibility to play good defense?
Yeah, I mean, obviously we got to get better at that. The rebounding was, you know, not very good in the first half for us. Second half was a little better, but part of that too is just how we're going to play on offense. I mean, if we're going to take quick shots and not hit those and they come down and score, you know, that kind of snowballs again pretty quickly. So we got to take care of the ball better on offense, work harder to get open shots, and play a little bit slower probably.
What did you see tonight, Coach, that you can build on? Obviously, there was a nice run after getting down 16-0. You pushed back, got close to single digits again, too. Cannon Huss did a lot of really nice things to just try to carry the team offensively as much as he could. What did you see that you can build on even in a tough loss?
I thought we kept playing hard. I told the guys before the game that, you know, as long as we play together and keep playing hard, you know, the winning should come, and we haven't quite got that yet. But again, I think we're going to, you know, stick together, stay positive. Again, we're playing a pretty tough couple weeks here of games, and then we'll have a week to get ready and practice to make a stretch run.
And what's the emphasis finally, Coach, before we let you go here, before, again, one of the top teams in the state in Division Five comes to town on Saturday? You just have one day of practice before that, but then you will have kind of that stretch where you'll get a week off. What do you emphasize here? There's not a lot maybe that can be corrected or fixed in just one practice, but what do you do in the meantime before Saturday, and then looking ahead, what's the goal?
We got to keep trying to get better defensively, work on a lot of defense. Columbus is a very good team. They're not as big. I think their tallest guy is 6'2", so it's a different kind of challenge. But, you know, right now we got to worry about ourselves and just get better defensively, and hopefully everything can build off of that.
Well, Coach, hopefully, again, these building blocks are prepping you through a gauntlet of fire sometimes, but getting ready for that all-important tournament. We'll wish you the best of luck, and we'll be seeing you next week as well.
Great. Thank you guys for coming.
That's head coach Adam Schilling. We'll take a step out and be back here in 3 minutes with your stats, more analysis, and a look ahead at our WOGO sports calendar, as well as your highlights. McDonald Falls 62-37, back in three here on WOGO Sports.
My name is Tracy Smisky, and I am the market president of Northwestern Bank for the Eau Claire area. Northwestern Bank has done a really good job of selecting people that work very well together and create a team atmosphere that comes through in everything that we do. And building stronger communities where people matter is our mission, and I believe that our employees live that.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Berry Global, innovators of plastic. Starting out as a small hometown company from Indiana, Berry has grown into a worldwide multi-billion dollar public corporation. Berry Global is proud of its small town heritage and loves being part of the Chippewa Falls community. From roots in America's heartland to becoming a leader in plastics manufacturing around the globe, Berry attributes its success to its loyal team members. Named one of America's most responsible companies. Proud to support Chi High and McDonald Athletics. Berry Global in Chippewa Falls.
We all remember our glory days, catching a touchdown, unleashing the perfect slap shot, or watching your three float through the net. But now, maybe a lingering injury makes those days just a memory. Get back to your best with Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. With their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers, maybe those glory days won't seem so far away. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. Visit cvosm.com/WOGO for more information.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley has two full-service locations, the Eau Claire YMCA and the Chippewa Falls YMCA, both open 7 days a week. Membership rates are among the lowest in the area, and you'll enjoy the gym, indoor pool, weight room, cardio room, indoor track, personal training, yoga, and group fitness classes, just to name a few. Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Royal Credit Union's roots run deep in the Chippewa Valley. We've been helping families thrive here since 1964. Thank you for helping us make over 57 years of positive impact. Along the way, students have learned about saving with Royal. Families have moved into their first home with Royal. And businesses have turned dreams into success stories with Royal. Our strong roots make it easy for you to grow. Join us at any Royal Credit Union office or at rcu.org/roots. Insured by NCUA.
If you don't want to go out in the cold, the Medicine Shop offers free local delivery and receive up to $20 off over-the-counter products when you transfer your prescriptions to the Medicine Shop. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee. Looking at your leading scores for both sides, here's McDonald Falls on the road 62-37 to Fall Creek. Starting off with the Crickets, they were led by Soren Johnson. He averages 7 per game, scored 18 tonight, a game high. 13 in the first half, 5 in the second. 17 for Bull Volrath. He had 15 in the first half. And that's still that 17-point performance, 3 points below his season average. Altogether, 9 different players scored for Fall Creek. Behind Johnson and Volrath, 6 for Cale Sanfilippo, 6 as well for Leo Hagberg, 4 apiece for Jeffrey Ritger and Cameron Martsky, 3 for Jack Walden, 2 for Eric Steinke, and 2 for Ben Kelly. If I didn't mention, Cameron Martsky also had 4 as well. On the other side for McDonald, 5 players in the scoring column led by Cannon Huss, 12 in the first, 9 in the second, 21. That's a game high for Buchanan Huss. A phenomenal performance for the McDonald junior. 4 apiece for Joe Janis and Keegan Galvez, 3 for Eddie Mittermeier and Aiden Misfelt, and 2 for Jordan Sikora. When we look ahead at our WOGO sports calendar, next time we will see these McDonald Max boys will be on the 5th of February. That will be at home against Osseo Fairchild, 1 week removed from a big date with Columbus Catholic tomorrow. Mark Maloney, that's a Marshfield Columbus team that is ranked, I believe, in the top 5 in the state, Division 5. It just, these last 2 weeks have just not been an easy road in terms of matchups for McDonald. And you hope, again, that it makes you better. And again, see how you stack up against a very good Columbus team. It'll be on your home floor, so hopefully you can get hot for that game.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it's all about, is playing up and playing some good teams and, you know, see what you can do against those guys. And again, you know, we got a little bit of a height disadvantage. We just don't have anybody out there with a lot of height to them. And again, Buchanan did everything he could. Cannon Huss with his 21 points, and there wasn't a whole lot of support behind that from much of anybody. And again, credit that to Fall Creek's defense. Like, again, when you got Soren Johnson out there with the addition to this game, he's just a big kid out there, and put him with Bull Volrath, and now you got two bigs, and then, you know, we just kind of get outnumbered there with the height. So, again, maybe they just got to pick it up and maybe pick the pace up a little bit and let some of these littler guys get running down the floor.
Also, looking at our WOGO sports calendar, this one I've circled for a while. Tomorrow night, yes, we are back at home. McDonald Lady Max basketball against Osseo Fairchild. Osseo Fairchild tied with McDonald at the top of the Western Clover Belt, so this is for the outright lead in the conference. Cadott still within striking distance. They were the ones who knocked off Osseo Fairchild a couple weeks ago, but McDonald came here on this floor. Tough game. We're able to get the win against Fall Creek. The Lady Crickets But this is huge. This is huge against a state-ranked Osseo Fairchild team. They're in the top five, I believe, in Division Four. McDonald in the top three in Division Five. Can't wait for tomorrow night. It is going to be an absolute battle.
Yes, that's going to be a great game. I'm glad we kind of squeezed that one into the, on the schedule there. So that will be fun. And, again, you know, talking to some of the players and some of the parents, and they talked about the game down at Osseo. We kind of hung with them and then lost it at the end and didn't play very well. And now we got a chance. The girls seem to be playing much, much better as the season progresses, and we're on our home floor. So hopefully they can take care of business tomorrow night.
Looking forward to that 7:10 start. We might even kick it off early at 7:05 because we're so excited. Tomorrow night on WOGO Sports, 103.1 FM, Wogo.com, and Max TV. Also Saturday, back to Chi High Boys Basketball. Mark Halverson and Dave Check with your call. That one will be on the road at Rice Lake, the Cardinals v. the Warriors. Let's hear how this one sounded in the second half. Your Wogo highlights. Points. 49-23, 7 minutes gone by, second half. McDonald trailing. Eddie Mittermeier against Sanfilippo to Keegan Galvez. Rotates Sikora, Cannon Huss left corner. Huss backing down into the lane. Gets his man up in the air. Beautiful high arcing shot from about 4 feet away from Cannon Huss. Up top, Volrath back to Sanfilippo. Driving baseline. Pulls up, goes high off the glass, won't fall. Cannon Huss, two hands for the rebound to Keegan Galvez. Galvez finds Sikora cutting along the left lane and up and in for two.
Very nice pass.
Jordan Sikora. Sikora right wing. Cooper Mittermeier. We're under six to play now in the game. 55-27. McDonald trails.
Oh,
Cannon
nice.
Huss barrels down the left side of the lane. Right-handed scoop is good. Counted and a foul.
Nice drive and a nice underhand scoop. And again, that was a great assist from Bo Walrath. Those two just do a good job finding each other.
They're going to be a tough out in D4. Cannon Huss slides a beautiful bounce pass to Aiden Misfelt. No, flying through the air. The follow, Keegan Galvez.
Good follow through there with Keegan.
Smisky back to Sanfilippo, left corner. To Soren Johnson. Johnson stripped by Cannon Huss. Huss now on the run, crosses over. Beautiful Euro step down the lane. Right-handed flip to the cup is good. And Cannon Huss with 21. Rebound Aiden Misfelt. Keeping the head up, pushing across the timeline. Nifty move to get across. Now Aiden Misfelt down the lane. Over the top of Marski. Took the contact. Hoop and arm for Aiden Misfelt. Your second half highlights here on WOGO. McDonald basketball always entertaining, even a game where Fall Creek seemed to dominate from the opening tip. This was a game that McDonald, we saw them battle and hopefully get better. They do fall by 25 here tonight, Mark, but they'll have a tough one on Saturday. We'll see how they come out on their home floor, and then a full week to prep for Osseo Fairchild. And hopefully, you're talking about a couple wins. But, again, Osseo's playing a little bit better. And, of course, Columbus is going to be a huge handful.
Yes.
But it's got to make you better every single game as long as you keep your head up at this point.
Yes, and, again, you know, we'll be into February here, and the season, regular season will come to an end and then jump into the playoffs. And, again, like you said, they got the new computer seating, so you never know where you're going to end up. And it'd be nice if, you know, both boys and girls, we need as much home court advantage as we can get. So hopefully things work out. But, again, a lot of opportunities to get better as the season comes to an end.
Well, that'll do it for us here live from Fall Creek. We thank our hosts very much, Brad Saransky and Coach Storley, helping us get set up here and making us comfortable in this beautiful gymnasium here at Fall Creek, the home of the Crickets. WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Thanks to Dawson Halverson back at the Wogo home base in Halley, keeping things running smoothly. For Mark Maloney, I'm Caleb Swenson saying good night from Fall Creek High School. Once again, your final score, the Fall Creek Crickets 62, your McDonald Central Max 37. This has been McDonald Max Boys Basketball, a presentation of WOGO Sports. Good night from Fall Creek.
McDonald Max Basketball on WOGO has been brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine.
Choice and Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, AMPI, Northwestern Bank, Schleppenbach Janitorial, Stelter Incorporated, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Thanks for listening to Max Basketball on WOGO. We now join our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.
WOGO, your sports station.